From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Debbie Elliott. This week, activists converged on Washington for the annual Conservative Political Action Conference. That's CPAC for short. With Democrats in control of Congress, the group is looking ahead to the 2008 presidential race. And some, though not all, candidates did come calling. NPR's Don Gagne went to gauge the activists' reaction.
Conservatives look for a candidate they can trust to press their views on social issues, on fiscal policy, and on national defense. This time, that may not be so easy. Take former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani.
Thank you. Thanks a lot.
The man who earned the nickname America's Mayor after the 9/11 attacks took the stage yesterday, touting how he turned New York City around, reduced crime, tax cuts, welfare reform. He spoke of staying on offense, fighting terrorists. He invoked the name of Ronald Reagan a dozen times, saying that, like Reagan, he's an optimist about America's future. But the problem for Giuliani comes in his longtime support for abortion and gay rights and gun control. His speech mentioned none of these, instead offering this to a ballroom jam-packed with conservatives.
There's another thing that I learned from Ronald Reagan. Ronald Reagan used to say, my 80% ally is not my 20% enemy. What he meant by that is we don't all see eye to eye on everything. You and I have a lot of common beliefs that are the same, and we have some that are different.
Then came former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney's turn. He, too, has a past record supporting abortion rights and more rights for gays, but unlike Giuliani, he's since disavowed such positions. Yesterday, he portrayed himself as a fiscal and social conservative who was against abortion and who, as governor, stood up to a Massachusetts Supreme Court ruling allowing gay marriage.
I fought to preserve our traditional values and to protect the sanctity of human life. I vetoed bills. I filed new bills. I enforced a law that banned out-of-state same-sex couples from coming to Massachusetts to get married. I went to the court again and again. I testified.
Romney, too, evoked the name of Ronald Reagan, and he brought his wife Ann to the stage to speak of their 5 children and 10 grandchildren and the fact that today is their 38th wedding anniversary. It seemed a not-so-subtle contrast to Giuliani, who has been married 3 times, and John McCain, who's divorced and remarried. As for Senator McCain's absence at CPAC, he simply said it didn't fit into his campaign schedule. The conservative complaint against McCain includes his support of immigration reform, his partnering with such leading liberals as Senator Russ Feingold on campaign finance reform, and his image as a maverick who battled George W. Bush back in 2000. So far, candidates with unquestioned conservative credentials, such as Kansas Senator Sam Brownback or California Congressman Duncan Hunter, are considered real long shots. Conservative frustration could be seen in a campaign sticker 20-year-old Dennis Bentley of Flint, Michigan, was wearing yesterday. It melded the names of Giuliani, McCain, and Romney into a single unacceptable candidate named Rudy Mitt Romney.
Yeah, what's the problem with these guys?
A lot of the politicians change who they are during an election year so they can run. Don't listen to what a politician is saying today. Look at what they've done in the last 10 years. That's the test right there.
But nearby, 52-year-old Crystal Duker from Fargo, North Dakota, said she's not so down on the front runners.
I could stand proudly with any of them and support them and vote for them. But we're all good Republicans, and we're all going to be respectful, but we're going to have just a good conversation.
But Duker also makes it clear that she still hopes to vote for someone other than Romney, Giuliani, or McCain. She's working for a group trying to convince Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice to run. Don Gagne, NPR News, Washington.